Sukh's parsha b'shalach vahi b'shalach paroi. That's a om. Shabbos Shiva this week, Parsha Salmon. It's a busy parsha. Vahi b'shalach paroi es ha'om lo'inoch lo'akim derech eretz pelushtim ki korav hu. First pasuk in the parasha, ki omer lo'akim pen yinochim ha'om b'roisim mocham v'shov v'mitzrayim. Chofetz Chaim has a very beautiful insight. Vahi b'shalach paroi es ha'om lo'inoch lo'akim derech eretz pelushtim. Says the Chofetz Chaim, when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu had a big decision to make. Hashem had to make a big decision. How should he lead Bnei Yisrael? Where should he take them? Should he take them derech eretz pelushtim? Should he take them through the land of the pelushtim? Ki karavu. It's close.
Makes sense.
It's the easiest trip. A lot of miles. Let them go through eretz pelushtim. Or should Hashem take them through the midbar? Take them through the midbar like he ultimately did. It explains the Chofetz Chaim. Each way had a mile and a chesaron. Each way had a benefit. And each way had a loss, a reason not to do so. On one hand, derech eretz pelushtim, ki karavu, was close, like the pasuk says, it would be easier. There was food available, food and drink. They would have where to buy food. They would have supplies. You went through a civilized area.
It's important.
On the other hand, the chesaron was the ruchnius. They just left Mitzrayim. Bnei Yisrael were at a very, very deep level of Tumah. They were Memtes, the 49th level of Tumah, in danger of falling into the 50th level. Had they stayed in Mitzrayim any longer, they would have sunk too low to come out. So if Hashem would take them, Derech Eretz Pelushtim, there's a chance to be affected by the ways of the Pelushtim, the behavior of the Pelushtim, the influence of the Pelushtim, and they could fall back into Tumah again. They just had come out of the 49th level. Chances are they might fall back in again. On the other hand, going through the Midbar had a Maila. The Midbar was a Makam Tahar. The Medrash says the Torah was given in the Midbar because the Midbar is a Makam that's Tahar. There were no Goyim, there was no influence of society in the Midbar. They wouldn't be influenced by anybody traveling through the Midbar. On the other hand, the Chesaron was great. There was no civilized society. Nowhere to buy food, nowhere to have drink, nowhere to buy supplies. They would be totally isolated in the Midbar. The pasuk calls a midbar eretz loy zerua, a land that wasn't planted, nothing grew. It would be a total. They would be alone. There wouldn't be any help from any anywhere around. So Hashem had to weigh the two together. Which one would be better for Bnei Yisrael? To go through derech eretz pelushtim, where they had food, they had society, but on the other hand, they could fall back into the levels of tumah, or to go through midbar where it would be harder. It was a harder trip. There was no food, but are we safe in Ruchnius and Kedusha? And ultimately, Kodesh Baruch Hu did not take us out derech Pelushtim, but Pasuk Yud Ches, Vayasev Elokim Es Ha'om derech Midbar Yamsuf. Hashem took us out through the Midbar. Hashem chose to take us out through the Midbar. If Hashem took us out through the Midbar, what about our food? And how if we travel through the Midbar? Much harder to travel. So Hashem said, it's kedai, it's worthwhile for me to go ahead and change the teva of the world and to bring down lechem min hashamayim, to bring down mon from shamayim, to bring down food through an ace, and to supply water, meirish miriam, and to have their nani kavoid, to lower the mountains, elevate the valleys, to kill the nechoshim and nakrabim. It's kedai to change the whole teva in order to protect Bnei Yisrael, the shun chas v'shalom fall back into the 49th level of tumah. So even though ultimately it would have been easier to go through derech eretz pelushtim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to protect us, we shouldn't fall back into the levels of tumah, Hashem chose to take us out through the midbar, even though it involved changing the whole derech hateva. Says the Chofetz Chaim, alachas kama v'kama, akava chayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give food to 600,000 people in the midbar, could supply mon and change teva to feed Shishim Riboy, 600,000 people, Achas Kama Vakama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, go ahead and supply parnoso and food to those that are Shomer Torah, those that keep Hashem's Torah, and those that keeps Hashem's mitzvahs. And as on the Chavetz Chaim, a person shouldn't say, in order to make a parnoso, I have to do this little Aveira, I have to do that little Aveira, no. It's okay, I can bend the rules a little bit, parnoso, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, went out of his way and took us through the midbar, and he had to supply food and change the nature of the teva for 600,000 people. for a person who does what he's supposed to do, Kavachayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu could supply and help him with his parnasa. And with that, the Chofetz Chaim adds on the Gemara in Pesachim. The famous Gemara in Pesachim of Kuf Yud Ches. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us, Koshim is a noisav shel Adam hekriyas yamsuf. It's difficult. A person's mezainus, a person earning parnasa, a person having food, is it's difficult just like kriyas yamsuf. And everybody asks, what does that mean? Koshim is a noisav shel Adam. A person earning his parnasa is as difficult as Hashem splitting the yamsuf. Is it difficult for Hashem to split the yamsuf? Who created the yamsuf? Hashem created the yamsuf. Hashem could split the yamsuf. What does the Gemara mean? Pesachim Kuf Yud Ches. Koshim is a noisav shel Adam makriyas yamsuf. And Chofetz Chaim explains very nicely what happened by the yamsuf. What happened? The Yidden came to the yamsuf. They had nowhere to go. Mitzrayim were behind them. There were animals, the midbar on the sides. There was nowhere to run. The yamsuf was in front of them. They were paralyzed. They didn't know where to go. What did Moshe tell them? Hashem tells Moshe, "Daber el bnei Yisrael v'yiso." Speak to Bnei Yisrael and tell them to go forward. Perik Yudalot Pasuk Tezvov. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, "Ma titzak eloi? Daber el bnei Yisrael v'yiso." Speak to Bnei Yisrael v'yiso and tell them to travel. Go straight into the Yamsuf. Va'ato harimis matchal. Lift up your stick. Spread your hand over the Yamsuf. Uvakeyon and split the water. A Chazal tell us what happened. Nachshon ben Aminadov went into the Yamsuf until the water was up to his neck, and as soon as the water was up to his neck and he couldn't go any further, the Yamsuf suddenly split. The Yamsuf split. Says the Chofetz Chaim, we learn from Kriyas Yamsuf that a person has to do his part. A person does his part, api derech hateva, what he could do, and the rest HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of. Just like by Kriyas Yamsuf, we did what we had to do. As soon as we went into the Yamsuf, and it was up to Nachshon Ben Aminadov's neck, and he couldn't go any further, he would have gone under the water. He did his part, Kodesh Baruch Hu came, and sort of overrode Teva, split the Yamsuf. The same is true when it comes to Parnasa. When it comes to Parnasa, on one hand, a person can't say, I'll be Yeshiva Bato. I'll sit and I won't do anything. I'll sit, Parnasa will come. That a person can't do. The Pasuk tells us, Hashem will bless our Maisi Yadayim, the Chol Shatasa, whatever you do, Hashem will bench. A person has to go out and make his establish. A person has to go and put in effort and work. But there's a limit. There's so much that a person can do. A person does his part. When a person does his part, and he's standing up to his neck in the Yamsuf, he can't do anymore. He did what he could for his panasa. He tried this, he tried that, he did this. He can't do any further. Hashem comes and overrides Teva, and Hashem brings him to Yeshua. Koshim is a noisav shel Adam. A person's mizvah is just as difficult as Kriyas Yamsuf. Both of them are difficult in the beginning. Going to the Yamsuf? Tremendous nisayon to go into the Yamsuf. Tremendous difficulty. Parnassus also. A person jumps in, new job, new business. Nobody knows where the Parnassus is coming from. A person tries a new venture, a new idea. It's caution. Very difficult. Person starts out new. A person doesn't know. But the tzad hashov is, the common denominator is that a person has to start and do his part. A person starts and does his part, then Hashem sends his bracha afterwards. Just like by the Yamsuf, the Yidden did their part. They went as far as they can go. And Hashem sent his bracha, split the Yamsuf. The same is true by Parnasa. A person starts, does his part, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the bracha and completes it even though it's Shulay Api Derech HaTeva. And that's the connection between a person's Nezainus and Kriyas Yamsuf. The Pasuk tells us, Ki Asher Re'isem Es Mitzrayim Hayoyim Lo'isayisifu L'roisim Adayim. Just like you see Mitzrayim today, you will not see them again. Perik Yudal Posit Yud Gimel. Vayomer Moshe Ha'om. Moshe said to the people, Al Tirol, don't be afraid. Hisyatzfu Uru'u Es Yeshua Hashem. Stand and see the Yeshua of Hashem. Asher Yaseh Lachem Hayom. Hashem does today. Ki Asher Re'isem Es Mitzrayim Hayoyim Lo'isayisifu L'roisim Adayim. Just like you see Mitzrayim today, you won't see them ever again. It's a famous story. Probably everybody's heard it already. But just like it is by any story, whichever sefer you open is a different version. It happened to a different person, different names. So I'll say it over the way I saw it today, but I've seen other versions in the past. In the times of the Netziv, there were two butchers. They were partners. And unfortunately, partners get into fights. And these two butchers got into a terrible, terrible fight. Terrible machlokes. And came to a point, they weren't talking to each other, they weren't speaking to each other, and one of them made a shvua. One of them swore, I'm never going to look at you again. I'm never going to see your face. I'm never going to see you again. Never look at you again. And unfortunately, once he made the shvua, he carried through his threat. And anytime he saw his partner coming, he would turn away, cross the street. He walked into shul. I guess they were ex-partners by now. He walked out, and he avoided him like the plague after he made that shvua, never to see him again. The years went on, and this fight continued. He avoided him all the years. Suddenly, he passed away. The partner, the ex-partner died. The one who made the shvua was still alive. Now he wakes up, and he had charvata. Now he feels bad. And he wanted to go to the kever to yes mechila. He wanted to go to the kever, and when they buried the maid, b'shas tekfura to yes mechila. But he had made a shvua. He's never going to see him again. So he wanted to know, is he allowed to go to the kevura or not? Is that called seeing a person when he sees him, sees a mace? Is that called seeing a person or not? So, they came to the tziv with the shayla. The tziv was together with others, and they were discussing the shayla. Perhaps it's mutter, perhaps it's also. What did he mean by the shvua when he said, won't see him any again? So,
very good.
The last of the story tonight was the son of the Aruch of Shulchan, who was a young, boy at that time, said the answer is Poshet. It's a Pasuk in Parashat B'Sharach. Pasuk in this week's Parashah. So they all looked at him. Pasuk in this week's Parashah. How do you have a raya from B'Sharach to the Shiloh? So he said very Poshet. The Pasuk says that Moshe told Bnei Yisrael, Ki asher re'isem es Mitzrayim hayoyim. The same way you see Mitzrayim today, you'll never see them again. And yet, what does the Pasuk say later on? The Pasuk tells us, "Vayah Yisrael as Mitzrayim, Meis as Fas Hayom." Say every morning of davening, "Vayosha Hashem Bayayim Ahu." Perek Tezvov Pasuk Lamin, "Vayosha Hashem Bayayim Ahu as Yisrael Miyam Mitzrayim." Vayar Yisrael as Mitzrayim, Meis as Fas Hayom. And Yisrael saw Mitzrayim dead by the edge of the Yam. They saw the Mitzrayim. They saw the dead Mitzrayim.
Before there was a life,
Moshe. You never see the Mitzrayim again. Like the Seful or Isom Adoylam. You never see them again. And now it says he saw the dead Mitzrayim by the Yam. And the Yalkut Shemoni brings down that every year to recognize the Mitzvah that caused Mitzrayim, that caused Mitzrayim. And he says, oh, that Mitzvah, this dead Mitzvah, he's the one that hit me on that day. And this dead Mitzvah, he's the one who made me carry the bricks and build on this day. And that, he's the one, and each one recognized the Mitzvah that will Mitzrayim them throughout the years in Mitzrayim. So they mamish, they saw the Mitzvah dead. The Pasuk says earlier, you'll never see them again. There's a raya that when you say you won't see anybody, it means alive. But lachamisa, after a person is dead, it's not called seeing them. And therefore, just like by the Mitzrim, by Yar Yisrael, they saw the dead Mitzrim. So they paskin here too, by Yar, it's not called seeing him. And he's allowed to go to the Kvura, he's allowed to ask Mechila. But,
on an elephant that he thought was just lying down, it turns out the elephant was dead, lying down dead. Can he make another bracha for Shana Brios again? So again, he's done different sources on on what's called seeing.
Good.
Very good one.
Very interesting stuff.
What's the Shana Brios for the elephant? It's a regular bria.
Monkey or elephant?
Yeah.
The bracha of Shana.
The future.
Okay. But and I saw the Medrash, so just the idea just struck me that there's din b'chashbon for everything. The Mitzri and Mitzrayim, they hit the Yidden, they made the Yidden work, they tortured the Yidden, and ultimately it was Mida Keneged Mida. By the Yam Suf, what happened? Each Yid was able to recognize the Mitzri that tortured him and saw the punishment that the Mitzri received and saw it. Whatever happens, it's a din b'chashbon. Punishment, reward doesn't always come right away. But it's a din b'chashbon for what a person does. Pasuk says later on. We know when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they took out Berachush Gadol. V'achar chen yetsu Berachush Gadol, they left Berachush Gadol. Last week's parasha, well, with great wealth. We know in this week's parasha, by the Yam Suf, the Mitzvim came with their horses and their chariots filled with diamonds and gems and wealth. And when they drowned in the Yam Suf, the Yam Suf washed up all of the wealth, The Chazal tell us that Bizas Hayam was even greater than Bizas Mitzrayim. The root of Mitzrayim, of the Yamsuf, was even greater than the root and the wealth they took out of Mitzrayim. The pasuk tells us that Moshe had to sort of force Bnei Yisrael to travel away from the Yamsuf. In Perek Tezvov, pasuk Chof Beis, Vayasa Moshe as Yisrael miYamsuf. Moshe's Vayasa means he made them travel. He forced them to travel. And Rashi says, why did Moshe have to force them to travel? Vayasa? He's Sion Baal Karchem, says Rashi. Moshe forced them to travel. She'itru Mitzrayim as Suseim. The Mitzrayim adorned, decorated their horses, B'techshitei Zob, with gold ornaments, for kesef and silver, V'avonim Toiv, some precious stones. And Bnei Yisrael found them by the Yam, O G'dayro Hoysa Bizas Hayam, Mi Bizas Mitzrayim. The root from the Yam was greater than the Bizas of Mitzrayim. There was more wealth that they found by the Yamsuf than they found by Mitzrayim. And Moshe had Vayas had to force them to travel. The truth is, we know that even though the Yidden went for Rechush Gadol, the ultimate Rechush was not the physical Rechush, was not the wealth, but rather it's an allusion to Kabbalah HaTorah that the Yidden was Zeicha to at Har Sinai after they left Mitzrayim. Sor Maisa, perhaps you heard the Maisa. The Bechonu Asr, the Bechonu Zatzal, went around. He used to go collecting, he had to go collect. He came to the Gvir, Reb Yitzchak was his name, and he came to the house of the Gvir. And this Reb Yitzchak was always very pleasant to Reb Chanan, always gave him a nice donation. Yeah. And he, this time, figured, same, came to the house. It happened to be a nice snowy day outside. It wasn't a blizzard, it was a nice snowy day outside. By the time Reb Chanan came up the steps to the Gevir's house, his boots were filled with snow and schmutz and mud, his coat was all full of snow, all wet. And Reb Chanan was about to knock on the door, and he said to himself, how can I go into the house? I'm going to walk right in on his fancy carpets, his Persian rugs, and his marble floor. I'm going to dirty the house, the furniture. I'm going to sit on his... I can't walk in. So the Chonon was standing outside, not knowing what to do. And then he said to himself, I'm here already. I came here. I can't go back without asking for a donation. What should he do? So he realizes there's a back door that opens up into the kitchen. He says, that's a perfect idea. I'll go to the back. I go into the kitchen. In the kitchen, there's no fancy rugs, there's no fancy carpets, no fancy furniture. I go into the kitchen with a cooking, and I'm looking at my boots and my coat. It won't make such a big mess. It's okay. So Reb Chanan goes around to the back. He knocks on the door. They let him in. He's standing in the kitchen in his boots, his coat. The Gevir, Yitzchak, hears Reb Chanan is in the house. He comes running into the kitchen. He takes one look at him and he says, why, there's a front door. You always come through the front door. Why through the back door? So Chanan said, Reb Yitzchak looks at him and he says, you're ruining my children. You're destroying my children. Chanan looks at him and says, what happened? What did I do? He tells Reb Chanan, all the chirich that I gave my children all these years, he just undid. But I taught my children all the years, my whole life, by your coming in through the back door, you just undid it. Reb Chanan's looking at him and says, What happened? So the Gevir tells him that all my life I taught my children that all the wealth of this world, all the fancy carpets, and all the fancy furniture, and all the fancy houses, and all the fancy belongings that I have, are only there because of the Torah. Only there because of Torah. And compared to Torah and mitzvahs, all the wealth that I have is not worth anything at all. The true wealth in this world is the Torah that a person learns. The true wealth in this world are the mitzvahs, the chesed that a person does. And I always told my children, the only reason I have all this wealth is in order to show kavod to Torah. It's in order to show kavod to those that learn Torah and to be mechabed and respect the Torah. And now, when you came in through the back door and you're showing my children that a Rosh Hashiva, a Gadol, a Rabbi Chanan has to walk in through the back door because his boots are wet, his coat is wet, is afraid of making my rugs and my couch and my furniture dirty and unclean, you're undoing what I taught my children. You're showing them that my nechasim are more important than kavod haTorah. And he said to Rabbi Chanan, come with me. And he walked with Rabbi Chanan through the house with his boots, with his coat, on the rugs, brought him into his living room, sat him down, and he made sure that his children saw him bring Rabbi Chanan with his wet coat, with his wet boots, sit down on the furniture, even though it made it a spot, made it wet, made it a little bit unclean, in order to show them that the wealth is only there because of Kavanat Torah. We went up Rechush Gadol. All the Rechush that we had wasn't really there for itself. The Rechush Gadol refers to the Torah. But Klal Yisrael wasn't on that Madrega yet to receive the Torah. Klal Yisrael wasn't on the level yet of understanding Kabbalah HaTorah. Therefore, they had to receive first the Rechush Gadol, the wealth of this world. But it was only a lead-in for the Rechush Gadol, for the true Rechush Gadol, which is the Torah. All the Ashiris of the world is only here for the Kavod, for Kavod HaTorah. And as Gevir told Rabbi Chanan, the only Menuchas HaNefesh he ever had, the only time he feels at peace and he feels calm, is when he's Isaac B'Torah or Isaac B'Mitzvahs. Because that's the true Menucha that comes to a person. And all the wealth that he has is only there L'man HaTorah. And that was the Chinuch that he gave, to his children all those years. Pasuk tells us right by Chamishi, Pasuk Tezvov, Pasuk Chavov, Vayoyme im Shemaya Tishma Kal Hashem Lekecha. A person, if you listen to Hashem, Vayoshub Be'in of Tasa, you do what's right in his eyes, Vahazantel Mitzvaysov, and you listen to his mitzvahs, Vishemartu Kal Chukov, and you watch all his dinim, Kal Hamachra, Asher Samti, Vimitzrayim, Oyosim Lekecha. All of the sicknesses that I put in Mitzrayim, I won't put upon you. Ki'ani Hashem Refecha, because I'm Hashem, the one that healed you. So the story with the Rambam, everybody knows. It's a nice short story. The Rambam was the doctor to the Sultan in Mitzrayim in Egypt. And the Rambam was known far and wide as being an excellent doctor. The Sultan, whom the Rambam took care of, never became sick. The Rambam took good care of him, and he never became sick. One day, Mishigas falls into the Sultan's head that maybe the Rambam is not a good doctor. Because he was never sick, he never healed me. How do I know he's a good doctor if he never healed me? So he says to the Rambam, you know, you're working here as a doctor in the palace. Thank you. But how do I know you're a doctor? You never had a chance to show your skills. You never had a chance to go ahead and heal me. I was never sick. So the Rambam says, the best doctor in the world is Hashem. Who's the best doctor in the world? The best doctor in the world is Hashem. And we have, the Pasuk tells us, Kini Hashem Reifecha. I'm Hashem, the one that heals you. I'm Hashem, your doctor. And what does Hashem say? All the sicknesses that I gave in Mitzrayim, I put in Mitzrayim, I won't put upon you, because I'm Hashem who heals you. The greatest doctor is one who prevents a person from becoming sick in the first place. Greatest doctor is one who's able to prevent the sickness from coming. Hashem Reifecha. How is Hashem the one that heals you? Because Loy Asim Alecha. I won't put the machlis. I'll prevent the machlis from coming upon you. Keni Hashem Reifecha. So Rambam said a doctor, his skills are shown by preventing people from becoming sick. And not only after they become sick. Keni Hashem Reifecha. Hashem, our doctor, prevents us from becoming sick. I think I said this over last year. The Bernstein Eifschitz, the galoch in town, once approached Bernstein Eifschitz and he asked him the following question. I know that in the Jewish prayer book, every morning you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Roifei Choylei Amo Yisrael. Blessed are you Hashem who heals the choylem of his nation Yisrael. And the galoch was bothered, what about everybody in the world? Doesn't your God heal everybody in the world? Not only Jews? Why do you make a special blessing, Raifei Chayle Amo? Raifei Chayle? He heals the sick. Why the sick of Amo Yisrael? So the Bnei Yisrael on the spot had to push away the galach without causing too much trouble. So he told him there's a deeper meaning to the bracha. Because the bracha of Raifei Chayle Amo Yisrael is the eighth bracha in Shemayin Esrei. If you count, it's the eighth bracha. Morgan Avrom, Chaymeis, Matakodesh, Tachonin, Hashivenus, Chachon, Reim, Nov, and Yenu, Rifain. It's the eighth bracha. A child has a bris milah on the eighth day. And the bracha is a rem, is a hint of a davening to Hashem to heal a baby who has a bris on the eighth day. And that's only for Amo Yisrael. Because the goyim don't have a bris on the eighth day. And that's why the bracha ends off, Raifei Chayli Amo Yisrael. That was how he pushed away the goyim. When this was told off to Pshalem Zalman or Brach Zatzal, he said that zichr not the real reason for the bracha. He was just saying it to push away the galuch. He says, I'll tell you, Pshat Mestoma, Mestoma meant to say Pshat's like this. Goyim become sick, Yidin become sick. The Kodesh Baruch Hu created in the world ways of refuah. There are natural ways of refuah. This medicine works for this chayla, this herb works for this, this exercise, or this refuah. Everything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a machla and a refuah. Al-Pi Derech HaTeva. Goyim, everything works al-Pi Derech HaTeva. For a goy, the refuah for the machla is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the refuah. When it comes to Bnei Yisrael, we have a way of refuah that's L'mayla Min HaTeva. We have a way of refuah that's above Teva. Refa'enu Hashem v'nei rofei, hoshe'enu v'nei mashek, yisi l'seinu oto. Hashem is a rofei nemo v'racham on oto. Klal Yisrael has a way of refuah which the goyim don't have. Tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah. Klal Yisrael, a person who returns and does tshuva, mispalel, a person who does tzedakah, that could save a person. Without having to go through all of the refuahs, and therefore the brach ends off, Baruch Atah Hashem, Reifei Chayle Amo Yisrael. Because Hashem is a Reifei special for us, for the Chayle of Amo Yisrael. Hashem gave us a special ways, means of refuah, which the Goyim don't have, Shuva Tefillah and Tzedakah. It fits in very well with the Balaturim on the Pasuk. Famous Balaturim, Balaturim says, here the Pasuk says, Ki'ani Hashem Reifecha, a Fei, a weak sounding letter, a Fei. And Shemon Esrei the brach is Refa'enu Hashem V'nei Rafei. With a pay, with a fay. Baruch Atah Hashem, Reifei, with a fay. In Mishpatim, by Sheni, what does the Pasuk say? Verapo Yirapei, a pay. A doctor heals, a person damages somebody else, he has to go to the doctor heals, Verapo Yirapei, with a pay. It's the Valaturim. When Hashem is the doctor, we pronounce it softly, Reifei, a softer sound. When a person, he goes to a doctor, when a person is a doctor, we pronounce it with a pay. It's a harder sound, pay, as opposed to a softer sound, a fay. This is the Balaturim, because when Hashem brings the refuah, it's softer. Hashem brings the refuah, it's in a softer way. When a person is to come on to a doctor for refuah, sometimes it comes in a much harder, a much more difficult way. So it depends if the doctor is Reifei Hashem, it's with a fay, it's a softer refuah, or it's Rapo Yerapei, it's a harsher refuah. Reifei Chayle Amo Yisrael. Hashem heals Amo Yisrael. Hashem heals us, Reifei, in a soft way. A person does tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, it can overcome a gezeira, it can overcome a machla, and Hashem is the Reifei Chayle Amo Yisrael. And Chazal tell us, it's not the machla that kills a person, it's the chait, and a person who does tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, Hashem heals Reifei Chayle Amo Yisrael.
Is the balance in the
If I'm not mistaken, it should be. I think it's here. If I'm not mistaken, it's right here. Hapei refuah. Balaturim is right here. Right here. Perik tezvav pasuk chavav. Okay. He just says the idea: the fei is soft and the pei is hard. Very short balaturim. End off with one beautiful bracha in the chiddush herein. The pasuk tells us about the mon. The pasuk tells us that ha'yo b'yom hashishi ve'chinu es hashem yaviyu. On Friday, Erev Shabbos, the Yidden prepared what they need for Shabbos. Perek Zayin, Pasuk Hey, V'hoyo B'yom HaShishi. V'hoyo B'yom HaShishi, V'chinu Seshei Aviyu. Okay. I don't see the Pasuk the second. Okay. Zot the chedusha erim, v'haya in v'haya el roshin simcha. Chazal tell us by yehi could be good or could be bad. Roshin tsar, sometimes it's not. V'haya is always a roshin simcha. Ein v'haya el roshin simcha. V'haya b'yom hashishi v'heichinu es hashem yaviyu. On erev Shabbos, prepare for Shabbos. Says the chedusha erim, how do you prepare for Shabbos with a v'haya b'simcha? When you have b'simcha erev Shabbos, you're happy erev Shabbos. That Shabbos is coming. You're happy on Erev Shabbos. You're zeichet to the Kedusha. Shabbos is coming. You prepare for Shabbos. B'simcha. Simcha is one of the components of preparing for Shabbos. V'hoya b'yayim ha'shishi. V'echinu. How do you prepare? V'hoya b'being b'simcha on Erev Shabbos. Tonight's Thursday night. Tomorrow Shabbos. We're all busy with hachanas for Shabbos. Take 2 seconds and prepare for Shabbos and say, V'hoya b'simcha. Shabbos Kodesh is coming. It changes the whole Erev Shabbos. It changes the whole Shabbos. This week, Parshas Hamon, Parshas for Parnasa, Shabbos Shira, It's Oz Yashir, they will sing. Mikan Remez with Tchias HaMesim. And Atayra, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, Remez with Tchias HaMesim, Parsha Ramuna, Parsha Panosa, Shtaka Vizaycha, that Parsha's Pshalach, Shemringas Yeshuas, Nechamas, Sai Begashmias, Sai Beruchnias, Refuos, Shlobi Zaycha, the same Mashiach, so can't even remain all.